The name of the project is a work in progress, and it was birthed out of exactly what I was experiencing. It's more a song that should minister or let people know that God is not finished with them, that there are things that go on in life and situations that occur, and it may not even look like sometimes that we're going to be who we are supposed to be, but we're all a work in progress, and God is usually not, and not usually, but is not through with us. And so that's the whole chorus of the song, God is not through with me. The song that really is, I think it's more important to me, and the one that I really like, I like all of them, the ones that I wrote anyway, but the one that I really, that ministered to me the most was Handle My Heart. That song was, again, out of an experience, what I was going through, being a new artist and not really going the route that other people would go through to become. And I asked God to handle my heart, to let me survive the whole process, because you hear stories of artists and what they have to go through, and I don't consider it just a song. I consider it a song that should minister to people, to let people know that, well, no matter what they're going through, God is able to handle their heart.
You mentioned Handle My Heart, and you mentioned people go through different routes. Tell us the route you went through to do a project.
Well, I never really intended to do any project that's related to singing. I still don't consider myself a singer. I consider myself a minister. And I decided to do things that would help improve my singing ability. I would minister with a minister in the area, going to nursing homes, and he kind of encouraged me. He saw some things that he thought were promising as far as me being able to sing. I didn't see it, of course. So I went further and tried to improve. And out of the process of me trying to improve by taking, you know, piano lessons and some vocal lessons through a local business, the producer offered a recording package. And I wrote my first song after going through this process within a month. And I had written several others, you know, about 15 to 20 since. And I said, okay, well, now's the time for me to just see what I have. So I decided to enter into the agreement to do the recording project.
Now, we're talking to Karen Yancey. She has a brand new project. It's called A Work in Progress. Karen, you mentioned writing your first song. How did you feel after you wrote that first song?
I felt pretty good after I wrote this first song. I couldn't believe it was a song that I had originally heard. That was the shock of it, because I, of course, again, I had not done anything in music since junior high school. And I said, okay, I was at work and I heard the song and I said, that sounds pretty good to me. But I wasn't sure. I called the person I was working with and I sang the song over the phone, and I said, have you ever heard that before? And they said, well, it's pretty good considering that you must be remembering. So he was referring to my progression in the lessons, or vocal lessons. He said, well, that's good, because at least we know that you're remembering the chords and all of these things, the musical things. And I felt, you know, pretty good. We developed that song, and then after that I started hearing others, and I would go through the same process, but I would meet them in the studio and we would just pan out the chorus or the verses, and then we would have the finished product.
Now, personally, your project is entitled A Work in Progress. Do you feel like Karen Yancey, spiritually, is a work in process? I'm sorry.
Yes, I know that I am a work in progress. I know that oftentimes we don't even please ourselves, more or less God and what we are supposed to do. And I know even the way that I've been taken, I know that God still wants me to do more with it. I'm grateful for a lot of the things that have been done to affirm what I consider a ministry. However, I know that God wants me to do more with it, and he doesn't want me to be so hidden in what he has had me to do.
Let's talk about a couple of songs. Check It Out. Tell us about that.
Check It Out. Check It Out is a song, a shower song, actually. I was thinking about, again, a song, and I was in there doing a shower singing, and I was thinking about some of the artists and what has made them, or what songs, or what I've seen in their songs that made me want to gravitate to them, and I was thinking about Pastor Hezekiah Walker. And I said, Check It Out. And then I said, oh, that's pretty simple. So I started singing the chorus, and this song was a collaborative. All of my songs are collaborative with people that I know that are excellent musicians, Keith Laws, Kenneth Rogers, Kenny Robinson. And I said, and so I called Keith Laws, and I said, I got a song I want you to, you know, play for me. I had the melody and had the verses written down, and in the process, I got stuck on the bridge and what I was going to do with that middle. It could have been music, it could have been anything. And he gave me the bridge, the actual bridge. And he's an excellent musician. That's where Check It Out comes. It's more a song, it's a witness song. It's telling people to come to Jesus. You know, you got to check him out there. More with the whole theme of the CD. It speaks about growing. It speaks about where we're really not and where we need to get to know the Lord in a greater way, and even things that he takes us through to get there.